What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
One of my bad habits, I think, is I've realized I am a complete hoarder when it comes to the contacts in my phone.
And paper.
And paper, yes. I got some other bad habits, but let's just focus on my bad habit of hoarding numbers.
Well, you hoard everything.
That's true. Okay, but let's just talk about the hoarding my phone contacts.
It seems like a personality trait at this point. Maybe we should talk about that.
I think it's for security reasons. Like, I might need that number one day, but I haven't talked to this person since elementary school.
I don't consider this hoarding.
Okay.
I don't see any point in getting rid of old contacts because they aren't really keeping you from getting to anything. It's not like you're having to walk through them to get to the other ones.
Chances are the numbers have changed.
Yeah.
You're not true, Tom.
It's like that hoarder show.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't matter. You type in whatever name you need and it narrows it down for you.
Unless he's got a stack of Rolodexes.
Now that's knowing him.
That's true. Closet.
I do have some Rolodex that I put in a box because it's contacts I made throughout, my career. And I don't know, they're probably not even useful. None of them are.
Are they alive?
Yeah. Even business cards and stuff. People used to give
some.
You. Do you have some of those?
Those you can scan into your phone pretty easy.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. But they're probably not even working there at that place anymore.
True.
But, I just can't bring myself to delete the numbers. And I always think I might use them someday.
I got dead people in my phone.
I do too.
Oh, okay, I do too.
I don't want to delete it because it just kind of, when I do see it, it reminds me of them briefly.
I would like to categorize them, though, and have like little different categories, I guess you could put.
You could put a tag on it.
Yeah.
You put dead.
Okay, I don't want to do that. That's just too morbid. Maybe a D.
Maybe a little tombstone emoji. Keep it lighthearted.
I would like emojis that you could put in your phone contacts. That'd be kind of good.
Dead is too deep, but putting a lighthearted tombstone, cartoon tombstone around him is okay.
Well, making it cartoon makes it fun.
Oh, that's a death. So
fun. Yeah. Funeral.
What about R.I.P.?
Okay, that's it. You can do that, I guess.
I will put in my contacts if I meet someone at a particular place.
Yeah. Right.
And I'll put, so now if I needed somebody from that particular place, I'll type it in. I've got like 10 names for one bar where I've met people at
but
that bar.
But you delete all your emails and stuff, so I thought you would have like kind of a pretty fresh contact list.
No, I mean, I have contacts. I have some that says do not answer because I know who it is.
Oh, so when it rings, you see do not answer?
It says Hawk - do not answer.
See, when I see Hawk, it already means do not answer to me. I don't need the extra.
You guys program your phone to the song to know it's me calling.
No,
what song?
I don't anymore.
Okay.
The Darth Vader song?
No, I don't know what it is, but like, I mean, people do that. They got the ringtones like, oh, that's my mother-in-law calling, or that's him calling or her calling.
My dad used to have one that went, whoop, whoop, it's the wife calling. And one time it went off in the middle of a meeting.
Yeah.
So he had to change it.
Okay, but how long do you keep a contact
forever
before you delete it? So you, even though they've passed on?
We just discussed this, I swear.
Yeah, I know we did.
Okay.
So how long, though, that we didn't come up with a number? Like, do it
don't.
So you don't ever do it? You don't ever delete?
I've got names in there. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Or where I met them or when I met them.
Here's where it becomes frustrating. You're looking up your buddy, all right? And you got to call them. You got to scroll through how many?
No, you don't.
Oh, I guess you could put it at the top in search. I do it the hard way.
That's his digital version of getting through the muck to get
through. Yeah, he does have to go through the aisles and all of the stacked stuff.
I guess that's true because that's the way I do it. I don't type in the name at the top sometimes.
You don't even have to do that, Hawk. You can click on the letter on the side.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I can't on mine. This is
Apple,
Yeah, it's Android. So you got to kind of do it differently. And I can type in the name, but like, did I name this guy, you know, Loser Larry or whatever?
Are you serious? Yeah. You can't just do the letter?
No, not on my.
No, I don't think so.
Nuh-uh.
That's horrible.
No, yeah.
It really is. That's a letter.
Oh, here, now we're going to get in a fight about Android. Yeah.
Now, Hawk, you know you can do your favorites. So the ones I call the most often are my favorites, and they're at the very top of my.
I did not know that.
See, look at my contacts. It's got all the letters on the side. If I need someone who starts with letter P, I just hit
P. Oh, wow, that is nice, yeah. But you know what I try to use, because my kids have iPhones. I have Android, and I get on there. I get so frustrated navigating their phones. So, yes, maybe that's why this is a bigger deal to me, because I do have to scroll or, you know, go through all the names because I do need to delete some.
I would love to just be in your brain for a day.
No, you wouldn't.
You think it'd be tiring?
You'd be lonely.
Oh, no, he's got several characters living in there.
Oh, my gosh, I'd get to hang out with Thelma.
Come on in, dude.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Whenever I was little, my parents would save up, and after 6 months, they would have enough money for us to go on a one-week vacation.
Yeah.
Then we got poor, and we had to do staycations.
Yeah, I did that, too.
And then now everyone is jealous of each other's vacations, so they had to come up with something to combat that.
I tell you, so many of my kids' friends have gone, like, to Australia, to Paris. They've gone on 3 or 4 vacations this summer.
How do you combat that?
I don't know.
I can tell you how. You combat it with a fakeation.
What?
A fakeation.
Oh.
So you could go to Rome, Georgia, and just say, I went to Rome over the summer.
Oh, it's better than that.
Or Paris, Texas.
It's better than that.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave your house.
Or Greenville, North Carolina, and you're really in Greenville, South Carolina.
What you do is you fake the vacation with either Photoshop or AI, and you post pictures that look like you are actually in Paris.
Now, honestly, I wouldn't do that with a family because that teaches the kids bad stuff.
But it's hysterical.
But if you, like, were single or dating somebody and you would do that all the times, like, you know, just plan it out through the whole year. All these different places. Like, man, y'all are always going somewhere fancy.
Yeah, but how do you come back from, like, 2 weeks at the beach and you're still pale?
Well,
I do that anyway.
He sits in his room all the vacation.
I love those pictures where they take a toilet bowl seat and they put it up beside them.
It looks like an airplane.
It looks like an airplane window.
Oh.
If they're in an airplane flying
somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's a great example.
That's fun.
And here's the thing, too, is that with AI, you can even get it to make short videos of you looking like. So not long ago, we saved up, like my parents did. We went to Italy. And so we had a professional photographer. My wife got this guy who lived in Italy, took pictures of us. So we posted these incredible photos of us walking along the canals of Venice with the bridges in the background.
Yeah.
They look amazing.
They do.
But you can fake those.
Yeah.
I could have saved thousands of dollars with AI. Talk about AI saving you money. We could have had not just pictures, but little videos of us strolling down the side of the canal waving at the camera.
But you don't get the experience of actually being there and taking in the city.
But for if you weren't going to anyway, then why not do the vacation and have all your friends think you're making it?
But see,
because it's so unethical.
You yourself, no, it's not unethical. It doesn't matter enough to be ethical.
No, it's unethical it's a lie. You're not at that city. You're not in that city.
If they ask, you can tell them.
But how is this any different than the people who edit their photos so much that they don't even look the same in
real life?
Exactly. Well, that's bad. I mean, filtering is, it's of the devil.
But now, are you doing this to have fun with your friends?
Exactly.
Or are you doing it because you really want them to think you're going to keep the lie up? Because I think you have issues if you have to fake a vacation to impress your friends.
We all have issues.
We have different ones.
I'm with you. Like, if it's a joke and you're joking everybody, then you're like saying April Fool's or whatever, that's funny.
Would be funny to do for like a year and have people thinking you travel the world. You know, one minute there's the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
A few days later, you're in Australia.
And then on April Fool's, you're like, hey, got something to tell you guys. We're going on this big vacation on April Fool's Day. It's like Ireland or something like that. All the leprechauns live.
What?
Because of April.
For all the leprechauns.
Oh, no, that's St. Patrick's Day. Never mind, but it's around that same time. But you like, you
dear
know.
Dear God. Can you imagine being in his head?
You put April Fool's down for everybody.
All right.
I think that's great. I don't have time to do this.
That's true. I don't either.
Yeah,
it's less time than a vacation.
I have friends to actually hang out with.
On vacation with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you do if you can't afford a vacation and you don't want to do the vacation? They have some suggestions, some of which I think are stupid. Going camping is an inexpensive activity.
And it's fun.
They didn't say it was fun. It's just something you could do.
Inexpensive. You're sleeping outside.
I know. That's why it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
You can stay at a local hotel.
You know, we've done that.
Me too.
Just to swim in the pool. Mm-hmm. We'll stay at the Marriott on the Parkway.
Yeah.
We'll stay for a weekend. We'll go to California Dreaming. Feel like you're out of town.
Right. You're in California Dreaming.
Yeah.
I did that with the kids a couple of times when they were younger. Because it's like they think we're really going on vacation. And they don't complain, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Because you're there.
Yeah, I'm already there. About 10 minutes. And I'm like, we're staying this. And you stay in the hotel the whole weekend, eat at the restaurant downstairs, and go to the pool because I didn't have a pool in my house.
And if you forget something at home, I'll be right back, kids. It's 5 minutes away. Go grab it.
I forgot a charger. Okay, y'all stay in the room. I'll be right back.
That's actually genius if you think about it. Kids are little.
They were little. They did not know.
And you can do the touristy things in your town.
And I talk about you being unethical.
That's true.
Enjoy local museums and science centers.
Yeah.
They say you can rent a local Airbnb also, which is similar to what you did.
Yeah.
Relax at a local spa. Also, they have things called food tours, which I'm not familiar with, but I guess you go to different restaurants.
I think they do have those.
Right.
Plus, they do those special ones like the taco.
I mean, how much are you eating? I'm like, because I would like, I'd fill up on the first restaurant, and then I'm like, I won't get off this bus.
Well, you get another appetite.
Why are you judging?
Let me eat. I can't eat that much.
But I think it's like a taco crawl. It's like they do it.
A margarita one and all kinds of
stuff. But you get a different thing in each restaurant. You don't get to fill up in each restaurant.
You drink too many margaritas, you're going to be crawling.
They say also, if you can't afford to go to the Louvre, why not take a virtual tour of the Louvre?
That sounds boring.
That's the Paris fancy museum.
I do that sometimes. Like if I'm like, you know, some of these castles around the world, I'm like, I'll just get on Google Maps and drive down the street and look at
it
as though I'm just driving past it.
My son loves this. He actually did it for his birthday. It's an escape room. We
hate
have
them.
Some pretty good escape rooms.
I don't like them.
I hate them because it takes forever to escape from them.
That's the idea.
Yeah, well, it's not fun trying to figure it out how to get out of a room.
I'd have more fun if I did it by myself. Doing it with other people annoyed
me. I know, right?
Hawk, weren't you the one who got trapped in his garage?
Yeah, that was the escape room he's talking about.
Yeah. The door was broken. That was not an escape room.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I was telling you that one of the things, little things that people hate are restaurants that don't title the restrooms ladies and gentlemen or men and women, because people get confused, and before you know it, you wind up in the wrong bathroom.
They're usually obvious enough that you got to be a little dense to not know.
Well, sometimes I have to stand there and be like, let me just make sure. You know, I'll just stand out here until I see someone come in or go out.
Sorry, didn't mean to call you dense.
Yeah. But so for Outback, you know, they got the blokes or the Sheilas.
Right.
And that one was a tough one for me.
Really?
You know? Me too.
Yeah. Bloke was hard to figure out.
Yeah. Well, at first.
They're not bilingual, Tom.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't speak Outback.
Everyone's seen the Crocodile Dundee once.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to keep his family friendly because I have pictures to share with the class. And I'll try to describe what these bathrooms are. And these are real bathrooms and bathroom signs.
You do know this is radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
So I got one that's men and women, but it's got just one man, you know, that you normally see on a bathroom sign. And then it's got a bunch of girls talking with each other. So they're going in there and they're talking with each other.
They're so making friends.
They're going two by two, it looks like.
That's funny.
Here's a bathroom sign for you. It's, it shows like a fancy toilet, but it's got, for the men, it's got the toilet seat up. And for the women, a toilet seat down.
But it also has a giant M and a giant W.
I would know that one, Tom.
Yeah, okay.
What if you're looking at it upside down?
Mm-hmm. That's confusing.
Y'all worry me a little.
Now, okay, I'm going to try to keep this. This one's, it has one, it's a pizzeria, and it's got one slice of pizza for the male, and then a whole slice of, or one slice of pizza left out for the woman.
Oh,
that looks dirty.
Yeah. That looks like Miss Pac-Man.
Is she eating more?
Hawk, if you don't understand what that means,
you
probably shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, move on.
I'm trying to keep it family friendly.
Well, you missed.
You know what? I've had the birds and the bees talk, but I haven't had the pizzas talk.
Are you serious? You don't know what that means? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a clever one. It's got two dogs on there. One's pointer and one's a setter. It's like, so for the men and women, because the girls sit and the guys point.
That one is confusing, I think.
And that would be confusing, I guess, in some areas.
Well, they had like a humane society, it would fit in.
All right, so here's one. It's kind of like the same thing with the girls talking, and it's got blah, 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 blah on one door. Yes. And there's the one blah on the male. On the men's door, yes.
I should point out they do have a symbol beside it, too, so it's at least you could figure it out.
Yes. Then you got the XX and the XY. The chromosomes there.
Right.
I didn't do great at science.
No. I would mix those up.
I think boys are Y.
Yeah, boys are Y, girls are XX.
Yeah, so the boys on the right.
That would be the same with cat. I'd have to sit and wait for somebody to come out.
I'll be honest, that one's confusing.
Yeah.
All right, you got the chicks and the roosters, which I think I could figure that one out.
Good.
Yeah, that's a chicken restaurant.
Yeah, I would have to think about that one for a moment.
Come on, you were in the, 4-H club?
No.
Future Farmers of America?
No, that was me.
Hawks.
Tori.
Oh, it was
I was president, thank you very much.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in.
You only had 3 H's.
Yeah. So, okay, now, you know that Superman's a hot movie right now. So, superhero bathrooms are also popular. Like, you got Wonder Woman and Superman.
Okay, that's cool.
And, of course, you got man in the, and you got woman in the title.
Pretty much explanatory.
Yeah. This one is X-Men. So, that's a superhero.
Oh.
The X-Men. Huh? Yeah, those two men. They don't have
one of them's in a wheelchair, which fits for X-Men. Because Xavier was in a
wheelchair. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair, and that's Wolverine right
never
there.
Never seen it, sorry.
And then you got a woman with Wonder Woman, obviously, in there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also, if you're a gamer, you got restrooms with Princess Peach and Mario on the sign.
I wouldn't know that one.
Yeah, of course. Now, what about, I got, how many more do I have here?
Too many.
Okay. Oh, that last one looks dirty.
Well, it's oh, my gosh.
I can't explain this. It's a strategically placed beer bottle and a strategically placed wine glass.
Yeah.
You need to pray for holding that one up. Well, that is saucy.
I saw it from the back of your paper.
It was in the article.
You don't have to show all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't get a note from my mom from this class.
Well, I won't show you the bowling pins then.
There's only that one pin right there on the guys.
I expect this.
That's
from
in a bowling alley. That's a
bowling
alley.
That doesn't make it okay.
I'm not saying that. It was just in the pile of papers that printed off in this article.
It's not his fault because it was in a pile of papers.
Okay. Last one here. Trying to determine if it's a boys' or men's room. It says it's got arrows to the right or left. It says men to the left because women are always right. Get it?
Oh.
I like that.
Yes, of course you would. So hopefully we've helped you go into the right bathroom this morning.
I hope.
I feel like I'm reprimanded and I need to go to the principal's office right now. I hope there's a sign on the door.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all will admit that at some point in our lives, we peed in a pool. Most of us will refer back to childhood and say it was probably when we were little, and boy, you know, we couldn't help it because we were just a little kid.
All right, it was before. I never have, as an adult, peed in a pool, or even a teenager or anything like that, even a kid.
Sure.
Now, maybe as a baby or something, I did. Now, sure. I peed in the ocean, I peed in the lake.
Now, all I need to say is I went to Cancun with a bunch of friends, and I never saw them leave the swim-up bar in the pool. I never saw them leave it.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't ask questions. I get up, and I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't like
Well,
it.
More than half of adults are honest and admit they've peed in the pool as an adult.
Wow. I've done it.
Then you got people like Hawk that lie about it.
I promise. I have not done it because I panic, and especially if you're around any friends or anybody in the pool, it's like because – I can't even do it in the ocean without pulling my shorts down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Well.
That's small, babe.
Ouch.
It's weird, though, even in the ocean because, you know, and do you look out at the ocean or do you turn back around and look to see if anybody's watching you?
It depends on if you go deep enough.
Yeah.
If you don't go deep enough, you have to have your back to the people.
Well, you hate that, too, because you think you're, like, right there. The tide's perfect. You know, got everything covered, and all of a sudden that wave rolls out, and you're standing there.
Everyone on the shore is like, look, it's the moon. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, if you have your pants up like a normal person, they wouldn't have any idea.
I do.
I have family, and one of the family members, I shall say, was sitting in a beach chair on the beach with the wife, and all of a sudden, she looks over and she goes, are you peeing in that chair?
Oh.
He goes, I didn't feel like getting up and getting in the ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, we'll rinse the chair off when we're done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's nasty.
Because you know what? You think
it has
about
the net on it.
But you're peeing on your clothes.
And yourself.
But you're peeing in the ocean.
That's being rinsed off by billions of gallons of water instantly.
He eventually is going to get out there and
rinse
off.
Sure, after he's been sitting in pee for a while.
I'm gonna call
your
him
friend is nasty.
I'm just a picturing him basically dried to that chair.
Dried.
Yeah, like if he sat out there long enough.
Yeah.
When
this
to get
took
up.
An
it's
ugly
like,
turn. I did not see this coming at all.
Yeah, but not peeing in the pool. That's
that's too much.
48% don't wash their swimsuits with soap after every swim. They're like, oh, the chlorine's got it.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about it. Now, here's what's really interesting to me. Mark Rober, who's a guy on YouTube, he's a scientist, and he does these YouTube channels where he tests things out. He heard a rumor that the smell that you think is chlorine is actually pee-pee.
What?
And so he got two big buckets, and he put chlorine in it, the same amount that would be in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, he put chlorine in the bucket, but he put a small cup of pee-pee in it. He closed them up overnight, opened them up. The bucket with chlorine had no smell at all.
Uh-huh.
No chlorine as what we think of as chlorine smell.
Okay.
The bucket with the pee had the typical pool smell.
Oh.
What you smell at the pool isn't chlorine.
Oh.
It's actually something called an amine, which is made when chlorine reacts with urine.
Oh, that is...
Sorry, a chloramine.
That's just disgusting to even know this now.
So now when you smell what you thought was chlorine, that's actually pee-pee at the pool. And that tells you how many people are peeing in the pool.
Does that mean if you open your eyes underwater and it burns, is it the chlorine or is it...
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you find out? Well, Kendall, what are you groaning about? Your friend's sitting in pee.
That's family.
My bad.
That's bad,
but
though.
But you know, and I have done it, peed in the pool, but I think it was out of town. Like the pool.
Makes it better.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
because
right.
The pools I actually swim in are in town are my friends' pools, and they're saltwater pools to begin with.
But okay, that doesn't make any difference.
I wouldn't pee in a friend's pool.
Okay.
It's only for somebody I didn't know.
You know, think about the water park slides and stuff. Like, you know.
Kids are doing it?
Yeah, on that slide. You know that, and that water's coming right down, hitting your neck.
Stop. I will never go to another water park thinking about that.
Tori, yeah. I have the answer to your question.
Oh. What?
Chloramines can irritate your eyes and skin and are a sign the pool is not clean and needs to be treated and rebalanced. So when you smell that smell, it isn't chlorine. It's the reaction from the chlorine and the pee-pee. You're smelling pee.
Is that what's turning blonde hair green too?
No, I hope that's the chlorine.
I might as well just swim in my toilet next time.
Well, yeah, from what I've heard, you don't pee in it anyway.
I pee in my backyard a lot of times, yeah.
Well, that's not what I meant.
I miss. Yes, I do.
Sometimes. All right. Well, that's just something to cheer you up as you go to the pool this summer.
Good luck.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.